Good morning, Pastor Heaton on the Bible Baptist Hour. My, how quickly the weeks go by and the months go by, and the next thing you know, we're getting old. Bible Baptist Church is located in Lupton. We're on the east side of the road. When you come into Lupton, that way you can't miss us coming north or south. We're on the east side, the parking lot on the west side of the road. And we'd love to have you come by if you're looking for a church, or if you're up here visiting an area, we'd love to have you come by and be with us. 9:45 for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for the morning service, 6 o'clock for the evening service. And our Thursday night is our midweek, and that's at 7 o'clock. Teen time, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. And for our younger youth group, Thursday night at 7 o'clock. You're welcome to come and join in any of those. Part 2 of the message, the importance of the gospel. How important is the gospel? And if you're saved and born again, you probably know what I'm talking about. I hope you do. You should know the importance of the gospel, and you should know what the gospel is, and you should know where to find the gospel in your Bible. Yes, you should. And I believe most of you can. I'm surely not getting tough with you. I'm just saying how important it is for us to know what we need to know. The importance of the gospel. Before we get into the message, as usual, we'll have a song. Our song is entitled, I Love to Tell the Story. And I hope maybe sing along with it if you know what it is. It's a hymn that we've sung many, many, many times in our church. And I'm sure perhaps you've done the same thing. So if you feel like it, you feel led to do so, look around, be sure nobody's looking. But go ahead and sing, I Love to Tell the Story. All right, here's the song. Then after that will be the message. After that will be the announcer with the closing information and how to get a hold of us. Please listen and take just a moment of time to do that. We'd greatly appreciate it. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. Do you know what he just said? He said, if I do what God told me, there's a reward. If I don't, the Lord's going to say, you know what? I gave you a job and I'm going to hold you accountable for what you didn't do. Whoa. Whoa. You realize how important the gospel is? Do you realize this morning that everybody in this room is held accountable for the gospel? My, what a terrible weight. What an awesome, if you will please, responsibility. To realize that you and I are going to be held accountable for the good news
of Jesus Christ. When we refuse to do our job, we're going to be held accountable for that. That's a terrible thought. That's a terrible thought to think you're going to stand before the God of the universe someday, and he's going to say, how come you didn't do what I asked you to do? Oh, you could watch TV a half a day. You could take a vacation in the summer. Getting quiet now, ain't it? Oh, yeah. Don't you know that the Lord knows all that you can do? Don't you know that he knows all that you... I don't want to say do-do. Don't you know that he knows? But he also knows what he gave you to do? And that when we don't hold our end of the bargain, it's not God that's at fault. Strange, isn't it, how important church isn't? Mark 16. I know I go overboard. I understand that. Mark 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every preacher. Well, it's important enough to be the first message that Jesus preached. But it's also important enough to be given to all the world. I said it's also important enough to be given to all the world. Amen. Not just to our world, but to all the world. In this room, it's highly unlikely that more than 5% of us will ever go anywhere into this world to preach the gospel. There's a chance that in this room somebody may someday, but as at this point. But that doesn't relieve us of the obligation of getting the gospel to the rest of the world. It's important enough that he said, he commanded, that the rest of the world needs to hear that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again for them. You've all heard the story. I'll just tell it for those who, I say y'all. I don't know that all of you have. When I say y'all or all of you, I'm just talking about all of you. I think they made ties for clean glasses. I'm not sure, but it works pretty good. Anyways, I think it was in New Guinea, not positive even what country's in, where a missionary went to a village and told them about Jesus Christ, and somebody in the village got saved, and some lady, I believe it was, said to the missionary, how long has this gospel been around? How long has this message been around? And he said, well, ma'am, he said, it's been around for about 2,000 years. And she said, how come it took you so long to get here? Woe is me. It needs to go to all the world. If their souls are important, then we'll see that it gets there. Now, turn to 1 John because we need to see why. Why is it important that it gets the whole world? And it's really, I wish this was deep. You know, I wish this was I wish you'd look at this and go, oh, wow, is a pastor smart. But you're just going to look at it and go, I knew that. 1 John 4, look at verse 14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the United States. Oh, did I read that wrong? Yep. Savior of the world. So why is it important that the gospel get into all the world? Because Jesus died for all the world. He even died for that person that you know this morning that is so ungodly, they ain't never going to get saved. Amen. That person that you see them and you go, man, they're headed for hell just as sure as, you know, probably are, but you know, he still died for them. And you never know at what point in time in their life they may need that gospel you're going to give them. You know, there have been times, and that's why I tell people, okay, so they reject it. You give them the tract, they're not going to come to church. Here's what I look at. I've lived long enough to know this, that there is emergencies that often happen in your home. I've had them. 10 o'clock at night, something happens to one of the kids, or you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and they're hardly breathing and you're scared flat to death and you don't know what to do, and you rush them off to the hospital. I've had the calls at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, Jody's in the hospital. I don't know what we're going to do. And you put your, you know, your suit on, you run over to the hospital, and they try to help a crying mama and try to pray over the baby that's sitting there in oxygen. And I know that one day, though they may not come to church and they may not want me around and they may not want me to talk to them because they don't want to hear whatever it is I got to say, there may come a day when they're going to go, maybe we got to call that preacher on what we're going to do. And that person that you didn't think would ever get saved, and that person that you didn't think would ever respond to the gospel, may be the person who's calling you at 10 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning or somewhere along the line saying, could you come over here and talk to me? My mama's really sick and I don't know what I'm going to do. And boy, there you go. Why? Because all the world needs the gospel. Jesus died even for that person that you can't stand to be around. You got any like that? Yeah. Everybody in this room, including the preachers, got people you just don't want to be around. Amen? I told my wife, I said, sometimes I go into the local establishment when all the locals are there. Just to be there and to say, hi, guys. I've even told good, clean preacher jokes and they don't laugh. You say, why? Because I never know when one of those men may need something real bad. Amen. And that might be my phone that's ring. I've had it happen. I've had it happen right here in this town. They're to nice people, but never went to my church. Wouldn't come to this church until they got down to death's door and my phone rang and said, did you know they want you to come and see them? Why? Because all the world needs the gospel, even those hard cases. Amen. The stories abound of the atheists who have died over the years and wouldn't have anything to do with God and laughed at the preacher and mocked the Bible. But when they got down to the deathbed, they called the preacher in, and here was their confession. It's too late for me. My feet are hot. I can feel hell. But they knew they needed something. Why? Because the gospel is needed in all the world. And one part of that world is Washington, D.C., Romans, probably the other Washington needs it too, but and Lupton and Rose City and especially Skidway Lake. All right. 3:19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. You say, preacher, what's the point of this verse? Understand this. All the world is guilty before God. All the heathen. All those who have never heard the gospel are guilty before God and will have to stand before God and give account of themselves before God. So what's your point? All the world needs the gospel. Amen. It doesn't have anything to do with, well, they won't listen to me, preacher. It doesn't. That has anything to do with it. It's still my obligation to see that the gospel is given, whether they have anything to do with it or not. Mark 1. Is it just me or is it really quiet in here? I was thinking maybe we could have a start something new here in Lupton, have a drive-through church. I think we got enough room to make a drive around. I could put a little window right there, and I can just stand there and give you a little meditation thought as you drive through. And you can go right on out that way and down to the restaurant and have breakfast or something. You know what I'm saying? They just give you a little thing. Yeah, good. Yeah, and if I wouldn't, if you had this little soundtrack, you push a button. Yeah, good, good point, bro. I wouldn't even have to get up Sunday morning, come to church. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Is that what you're suggesting we do? No, okay. Okay, Mark. Thank you. Mark 1. Verse 14 says, now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Notice here, it's not called the kingdom of heaven, but called the kingdom of God. Jesus being present, it could be either. And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. And then notice the next two words. The gospel is important. It's important enough that the doctrine of repentance is included in it. Now, if you listen to some of the brethren nowadays, they would say you don't need to repent. And while I have to confess that I don't think that I have anything to repent, the truth of it is that repentance is part of the gospel. Amen. You need to repent. Amen. Some of you in here really need to repent. Amen. See, that gospel's good in either kingdom. But look at Luke 13 now. We're talking about how important is the gospel. And I'm not here to split hairs over exactly what the gospel is. I had a preacher call me one time and said somebody wasn't going to go to his church anymore because they said he didn't preach the gospel. You know, he called me to ask me, what did I understand the gospel to be? And I says, well, what do you want? I can give you a definition out of the scripture exactly what the gospel is. I can give you 1 Corinthians chapter 15:1-4. It's exactly what the gospel is. But I can also show you in the scripture that the gospel includes a whole lot more than just preaching about the death, burial. For if that weren't the truth, then what was Jesus doing preaching the gospel of the kingdom? There's no death, burial, and resurrection in that one. Because the word gospel itself is the good news about the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And all of that, sanctification, glorification, all that's included in the gospel. Go to Romans and find out. Romans 8. Amen, brother. Besides that, every time you find Paul preaching, is he always preaching that same subject? No, he preached about temperance. Judgment to come. So I'm not here trying to split a hair this morning and saying, if every message doesn't include that, then you're not preaching the gospel. You know, why don't you go eat crackers or something? Now, Luke 13. I think Jesus needs to be exemplified, and I think you need to let people know that he did die for them, that he rose again. I think all this stuff's necessary. But if you made every sermon just exactly that, you'd never get anything else preached. Verse 3, I tell you nay, this is Jesus talking to some folks that was worried about the Galileans, you know, worried about somebody else. I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. It says the same thing again in verse 5, I'm not going to read it again to you, you can see that. So those who refuse to repent will perish. Now keep in mind, the word perish doesn't always mean they're going to go to hell. Perish, well, I'm not going to go through it. That's a whole different sermon, so I'm not going to go through that. If you can't figure that out, get your Bible out in a concordance today and you can figure it out. Then you understand that in this room there may be somebody perishing. You're not going to hell, but you may be losing all. You know that verse over there in Peter? The Lord's not slack concerning promise. Okay, God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repent. Do you think that that always means that those that verse always is in reference to somebody dying and going to hell? You better read the context. That verse is about people who perish in the sense of losing what they have. Why, there are Christians right here in this room. You need to repent. Okay. Some of you need to repent because you didn't pay attention to the message. 2 Corinthians 7. I think probably what you need is a new preacher for a while. So, 2 Corinthians 7. Look at verse 9. Now I rejoice not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. What's he talking about? He's talking about the first letter, 1 Corinthians, that he wrote to these saints in Corinth who, rather than feeling bad over the sin that was being committed, they were actually bragging about it. So he wrote them a letter to straighten them out. And he said, he rejoiced not that they were made sorry, but that their sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. You know, there's two kinds of repentance, two kinds of sorrow. The world is sorry they got caught. The Christian is supposed to be sorry for what he did. Repentance on your part is not that you got caught. Repentance on your part is you're sorry that you did what you did. It's part of the gospel. Repentance is part of the gospel. Every Christian ought to be aware every day of your life, what's going on in your life, and that which does not please God needs to be repented of. What happens in the Christian life is you're not ashamed of what you've done. You just compare it on the scale of other Christians as to how bad it is to what somebody else has done. Well, I didn't do as bad as they did it. That's not repentance. That's casting blame. That's trying to find some way to measure yourself against somebody else. And if you're not as bad as they are, certainly you must be a pretty good Christian. No, he said you just need to repent. Repent.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Baptist Hour. It is our prayer that our message today will be helpful to your growth as a saved person. If you are not saved, you can be saved today by asking Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Let us know you listen by writing to the Bible Baptist Hour, 3338 Main Street, Lupton, Michigan, 48635. Join us again next week for a new message.